have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord, on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We do give God glory. We give God honor, and we give God praise. Listen, you ought to open up your mouth and say something to the Lord on tonight. Listen, the Lord is truly blessing all of us, right? Because if you made it to this broadcast, listen, that means there's something God wants you to get. Not only that, there's something God wants you to tell somebody else. Not only that, there's something that is the reason why God has us communing with one another, right? So we just bless him. We bless his name. We honor him. We adore him. But guess what, y'all? There is something more that God wants us to do. God is requiring more of us than what we have been producing. There's some of you say, well, I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but then there's still more. It's always more that God is requiring of us, you know, because we will get complacent. We sometimes get stagnated. And God is requiring more of us. So that means we got to keep pushing. We got to keep pressing. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep pressing. We got to persevere past things that we don't understand. We have to persevere past the hurt, the pain, all of that. And the third, we got to keep pushing, right? I know that there are days that, you know, you don't feel like it. You just don't feel like it. And that, there, we all have those days when we just don't feel like doing anything. You know, we get tired and we get, you know, just sometimes you get overwhelmed. But tonight I want to encourage you, whatever you may be experiencing, whatever you may be going through, face it with a praise. And let me tell you something. That is the only way you're going to get quickly up out of whatever you're dealing with. You got to face it with a praise. I don't care what hardships you're having. We all have had hardships. Some of us are having hardships right now. But whatever we are doing and going through, we got to face it with a praise. You got to put a praise on it. You have to put a praise on it with your voice. You have to put a praise on it with your smile. Listen, you don't always have to look like you're downtrodden and beaten down. You can be broken, but you don't have, the world doesn't have to know, right? That's so what I'm saying tonight is, we all have things that we're dealing with, and sometimes we deal with them in different ways. But all I want you to know tonight is God is for us. He is for us, each and every one of us. He has never left us. He will never leave us. Neither will he forsake us. And he is for us on tonight. I know some of you are saying, well, Lord, why am I doing all of this? And it, you know, it seems like to no avail. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to try to make sure everybody's good. But it seems to no avail. But I want you to know tonight that your work ethics, that your efforts will not go unnoticed. Hear me tonight. Your efforts will not go unnoticed. God sees all, and he knows all, and he hears all. He listen, glory to God. God have not forgotten about your labor of love that you have shown towards his people. Man may forget about what you do for them, but God doesn't forget. And aren't you glad God is not like man? Because one thing about our Father, he pays attention to every detail concerning us. And guess what? When when we want to act dumbfounded like we don't know nothing, come on here. God, listen, he sits high, he looks low, and he's looking at everything, right? So God knows, you know, when people act like they don't know you, when people act like they done forgot about what you did, or when people act like they don't need you, God sees all of that, right? So I want you to be encouraged on today. Be encouraged because God has you on his mind. God has you in the palm of his hand. God is your Father. Be encouraged. Come on here. These days are not going to be like this forever. It won't always be like this. Come on here. Because God is perfecting those things that concern you. Come on here. Sooner or later, come on somebody, later or sooner, it's getting ready to turn in your favor because he's turning it around. Somebody say he's turning it around. He's turning that thing around. Just for you. Hallelujah. So go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that I'm here on tonight. Get them in here. Hallelujah. Hook them up three-way, two-way, whatever way. Get them on here tonight. Amen. Because there is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, let me go ahead and get these accolades on out of the way. Father, I just thank you, hallelujah, for being who you are in our lives on today. I thank God this afternoon, amen, this evening, rather, for my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter. I give God glory for him. I appreciate God for Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. Hallelujah. Busy woman of God. But amen. I thank God for all of her efforts and everything that she helps me to do. Amen. On the side. All right. I appreciate her so much. And I do thank God for her. Amen. I thank God for our church family, Forever Flowing Ministries, that's located in the beautiful city of Mobile. And we thank God for all of our church hubs. Amen. We give God glory for them. We thank God for our prayer line. Amen. 7 days a week of prayer, 6 a.m. We have the 6 a.m., the 9 o'clock a.m. watch. Sometimes we're off before then, but guess what? We are there every day, 7 days a week. Amen. That's the Body of Believers International Prayer Line. I praise God for that. Also praise God for our Married to Ministry. Amen. Married to Ministry. Glory to God. So listen, God's people, y'all know we're not going to be long, but we want to be strong, right? Amen. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this evening, amen, that you've allowed us to assemble on this line. Father, we ask that you would speak a word to our hearts tonight. Lord God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're about to do, and we thank you for what you're doing right now. Listen, God, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah, because if it wasn't for you, none of this would be possible. Father, we thank you tonight. We just give you glory and honor and praise. Now, tonight, God, I need for you to teach us tonight, God. Teach us, oh God, hallelujah, so that we may be able to understand and apply it to our lives. And so, Father, we'll forever give you the glory. We'll forever give you the honor, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And we do praise God on tonight. And everyone said, amen. Listen, hallelujah. We're so excited. We do understand that around the globe, children are getting ready to go back to school, right? College students are getting ready to go back for the fall session. Parents, aunties, grandmothers, mothers, listen, let us begin to pray for our children as they are going back into the hands of people, teachers, principals, that God will oversee, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, while they're away from us, right? That God will bless them while they're going out and bless them coming in. Amen. And that the angels will be encamped around about them, right? And so we're praying to God for a successful school year for every student, whether it be if you don't have any students, well, you know, maybe your nieces and nephews or cousins. We're praying, God, for a successful school term. Amen. One without any, no deaths, right? We're binding premature deaths. Right. Amen. We're, you know, want to make sure no molestation, no sexual promiscuity. So we're asking God that the principals will be aware of our kingdom kids, and they will be, you know, taught and dealt with accordingly, because they belong to the Lord. All God's children belong to him. But our kids, we want to make sure that, you know, we, you know, spuce it up a little bit. That means you got to, you know, consecrate, you know, yourselves and consecrate them, you know, before they go back to school. Amen. You know, parents really have a heart-to-heart talk with them. Amen. Because you want them to be aware of other people who don't, you know, may not flush the toilet. I mean, who not clean their hands after whatever, eating, restroom breaks or whatever. You just want to make sure that they know, you know, have this, you know, washing of hands down pat. This, you know, and so because, you know, they got the monkeypox and the B.5, the subvariant of the Omicron. Now, it's very contagious, and there have been some monkeypox found in children. All right. That's the latest news. So we want to make sure that our children, you know, don't come in contact with that. As you know, as well as we can. So we're just asking and believing God. And their parents, I want to pray for those who are homeschooling or have their children being schooled at home. We want to thank God for you and asking God to cover you and to strengthen you to be able to deal with this new school year. I applaud everyone that will teach at home. I applaud you. You know, I really do. So our prayers are with you on tonight. Amen. And we're going to be praying for a minute you know, for the school year, because again, our kids are going back to school, and this year is just as, I think it may be as worse as what they went back into 21-22. So we got to keep praying, people of God, and keeping the schools covered, no mask shootings, amen, and God will keep our children safe, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we are praying for this, we want to also pray for Granger's release. You know, they were talking about swapping out someone that the United States is holding that's from Russia, swapping him out for her. But that's all the talk we heard. I know that the latest news y'all probably seen today. Well, I mean, I think the president was talking about it last night, that I can't even think of the man's name from Al-Qaeda. He was a leader, and he has been killed. So it's a whole lot of stuff, and he's been killed by it's a whole lot of stuff going on. But guess what? We're going to stay in our lane, amen, and we're going to continue to pray for America, the home of the free and the home of the brave, right? Amen. So let's keep United States of America in prayer, right? So tonight, people of God, I'm going to talk to you because, you know, as always, the Lord just dropped his word on me, this chapter, and he said, you know, this is the coming famine, right? This famine is already here. Let us make no mistakes about it. The famine is already here. It just hadn't hit certain places, right? Certain places hasn't been hit as hard as others. All right, so if y'all have y'all Bibles, and I'm not going to be long with this because I didn't get a chance to speak to a lot of you on last week. A lot of you spoke on last week, but I didn't get a chance to speak into your lives because the phone was acting up. So this week I'm going to cut it a little bit short. All right, if you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Amos. Amen. Somebody say Amos. Yes, Lord. We're going to the book of Amos. And I think I want to start around the let's start around the 8th verse. Y'all ready? Let me know when you're ready. We're going in the book of Amos, the 8th. The 9th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 8. And it reads, "Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, said the Lord." All right? So this very much sounds like God is, you know, is a little upset, right? Sounds like he's a little upset, right? He says, and I'm not involved with all this nation stuff right now. He says, did not bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from Captor, but you can be sure that I, God, the master, having my eye on the kingdom of sin. Now, he's watching everything. I told you earlier, God looks on everything. He's beholding the good and the bad. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time, right? Glory to God. He says, I'm gonna wipe it off the face of the earth, totally destroy the family of Jacob. Now, this is God's decree, but he's getting ready to do some stuff, y'all. He's getting ready to do some stuff, and you're going to know that it's God in the earth. Amen. Verse 9, it says, for lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Lord have mercy. For all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake, not prevent us. All right? Y'all following me? All right? So God is saying, I'm still giving the orders around here. You know, because we feel like... you know, the president comes on, y'all know the president right now. He has COVID, right? But he had to come up out of his sick bed on yesterday or last night, late last night to talk about what happened in with Al-Qaeda. And he, you know, the man has COVID. But he is the president of the United States, right? So therefore, he would be considered our king, all right? So, but God said, I'm still in control. And see, y'all think that because the presidents make bad decisions, the legislative, they make bad decisions, the senators, congressmen, your governors, your commissioners, your council persons, they make bad decisions, your state representatives, they make bad decisions, they're politicking, they're getting bills passed that they won't pass, they're bartering services, where they tell this one, if you let my bill pass, then I'll let your bill pass, then you have some bartering services, well, if you, I'll give you $50,000 to let my thing come, you know, to pass my bill. See, this is politics, right? Politics has no business in government, has no business in the kingdom. You shouldn't be politicking. You should do the right thing, right? Because we all are God's people. But of course, you know, you're going to have that. You got attorneys, lawyers who lie. All they do is lie. They get paid to lie. And they will lie for you, and they will lie against you, right? So these people are making decisions. These people are making decisions not for the people all the time. Sometimes it's for what their political beliefs are. It's for what their organizations that they are in or a part of. It's for what they want, right? So they're getting their groups. For an example, well, we don't believe in abortions. Okay, so then I'm going to give you $100,000 to make sure that bill don't pass. You know what I'm saying? They're bordering services. You know, they're doing a whole lot of swapping. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of lying, a whole lot of scheming, scamming. Because for a long time, you know, when we talk about where the monies goes, the bulk of the monies, there was a time when the bulk, you know how they would put away for, what is that called? It'll come back to me. Bring it back to me, Holy Ghost. But anyway, you know, they were put away for like the bridges, the constructions of the bridges, and all of that to be upkept. There was supposed to be funds for that, but even like with the border concern, it's supposed to be money to keep up all bridges in every state. All of the bridges that go across, all the bridges that's covering over the waters and all of that kind of stuff. I want to say something else, but that's not it. But it'll come to me in a minute. But listen, so what has happened is because it's a slush fund, the money was supposed to go to that department. I can't think of the name. I know somebody need to text me, give it to me. But I can't think of it right now. We pray for it every day. But what has happened is they are taking, the senators are taking that slush fund and the money's going to them instead of it going back to, I know some of y'all on here that know we pray for this every day and I just can't think of the name of it. And the senators are getting that money. So now, therefore, you're having a lot of bridges are collapsing. You are not structure. It's something else. Minister Emma should know it because she usually... Yeah, pray for it as well. But anyway, the senators are getting that money. So instead of it going to the fund, it goes to them. And you have never heard of bridges collapsing like they collapse now. You have never heard of the structures falling apart. You have never heard infrastructure. There you go. Thank you, Minister Kendra. Infrastructure. Yes. You have never heard of all the things that are going on, bridges just collapsing. And splitting from the ripping from the, I mean, from up out of the street. I mean, like the Red Sea party. All of this, you know, and because they usually keep upkeep, but the senators are getting that slush fund. You know what I'm saying? So it's politics ain't nothing but a gimmick, games, lies. Sex, money, tricks, whatever else we could say about it, right? Make no mistakes about it. We are not ignorant to Satan's devices. For the Father says he would not have us ignorant to Satan's wicked devices. So the Lord says, he says, listen. He says, listen. y'all, we you know, what y'all think? What do y'all think? Who y'all think I am? You know, we often thank God, you know, he's not really handling that part of it. And we think he only handling church. But don't you know God handles government? He handles it all. And I don't understand why, how that you can leave out God out of government when he created all of this, right? So we're going back to, I just read verse 10, right? Glory to God. My God, my God. So he says, y'all, God says, I'm still giving the orders around here. I'm throwing Israel into a sieve among all the nations and shaking them good. God's getting ready to shake up America. Really? You hear me? You know, my husband was talking on last week. He was saying, Mommy, Mom, I think the B-5 Omicron, the variant. He said, that ain't sub-variant. He said, ain't nothing but a plague. He said, this is a plague. You know, I said, well, Bishop, you're absolutely right. This is a plague. You know, we talked about plagues in the Bible. There are plagues in the Bible, right? So these things must happen before the Son of Man come back. All of it has to happen, has to take place. So God says, y'all, you know, y'all act. He says, I'm still in control. I'm still in control. I don't know why y'all want to take me off the throne. I don't want to know. I don't know why y'all want to compare me to your president. I don't know why y'all want to compare me to other government officials. He says, because I'm God, you know. And so we got to leave God and put God back where he belongs. He says, I'm throwing Israel down. He says, I'm getting ready to shake the nation out of all the sins. All the sinners. Listen, it's easy to sin, but sometimes y'all don't want to repent of your sin. But listen, sometimes it's hard to get out of what you were sinning, you know, sinning from. But let me tell you, God is getting ready to shake America up. Y'all can be in the loop if you want to, or you can be on the side, on the Lord's side, whomever's side. You better choose now quickly. Hallelujah, because that's getting ready to be a shakedown. Hallelujah. You're going to know the real from the fake, and you're going to know the false from the, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's getting ready to be a shakedown. Hallelujah. No real grain will be lost, but all the sinners will be sifted out and thrown away. The people who say nothing had, nothing had will ever happen in our lifetime. This won't happen in our lifetime because it just don't happen. Well, then you never thought COVID-19 would never happen in a lifetime, but guess what? It happened, right? So don't say what won't happen. Just say we hope that it don't happen. But see, you don't know what God will do. You don't know when he going to do it. We don't know how he going to do it. All I know, it's a shakedown getting ready to come to America. He's getting ready to shake this place up. If he will shake the very foundations of hell, surely America don't stand a chance. My God, my God. So listen. Hallelujah. It won't even come close, y'all. It ain't going to even come close. Verse 11 says, in that day, we're still talking about the famine, but because y'all don't believe and y'all ain't listening and stuff, and all the sinners, God, I got to show y'all. Y'all going to show you self-righteous folks. I'm going to show you who the sinners really are. You high-minded religious demons, I'm going to show you who my people really are. Because the ones you think are not my people are the ones who are. The ones who you think don't obey are the ones who are. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you get it twisted. Some people get it twisted. But he says, in the day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins and I will build it in the days of old. Y'all hear the Lord now, not me. That they may possess the remnant of Eden and of all the heathen which are called by my name, said the Lord that doeth this. So here God is saying, this is but also on that judgment day. Oh my God. My God. On that judgment day, I will restore David's house that had fallen to pieces. I'll repair the holes in the roof. I'm going to replace the broken windows. I'm going to fix it up like new. David's people will be strong again and seize what's left of enemy Eden. Plus everyone else under my sovereign judgment, God's decree, he will do this. Listen, trying to tell you something. God is getting ready to prepare us again, yet again. everything that has been taken, everything that has been stolen, everything that, because y'all know a lot of stuff was stolen from David, everything that has been taken, everything that has been stolen, God's getting ready to raise it up. He's going to raise up the people. He's raising up the no-names. He's raising up those that have been ostracized, criticized, thrown out there to the wolves, those that have been looked over, those that have been misjudged, those that have been misled. God's getting ready to raise you up again. God's getting ready to do it for his name's sake. So I'm out of there. Yes, God. He's getting ready to do it for his name's sake. Glory to God. Even your enemies, they're going to see you being raised up. Even the ones who you thought loved you, they're going to see you being raised up. And now they're going to become your enemy because they don't want that for you. They don't want you to be for God choosing them, you over them. My God. And then God began to say, he just didn't think about David's people. He said, but everybody that's under my sovereign judgment, he said, I will build it in the days of old. This is my decree. Hallelujah. But listen, y'all, it's getting ready to get good. Pay attention. Pay attention. This, that they may possess the remnant of Eden and all of the heathen which are called by my name, said the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, and the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, said the Lord thy God. So God is getting ready to bring us to a place, hallelujah, out of our captivity. God is getting ready to bring us to a place, hallelujah, from our cities, hallelujah. There won't be no waste. Come on here. We're going to have plant vineyard. You know, there's another scripture that says we're going to eat, we're going to live in houses that we didn't build. Come on here. We're going to have vineyards that we didn't plant. Now, even this was saying you're going to and drink the wine thereof. Lord have mercy. And then to make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. God is getting ready to bless us. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. He said, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Come on here. God is getting ready to do it, and it ain't going to be long. It's going to blow your mind because it's going to happen so simultaneously. Hallelujah. After the storm. Come on here. After the storm, you're going to see things go boom, boom, boom. And you're going to be like, Lord, what happened? He's going to double down. Hallelujah. On everything that tried to hold us back, everything that tried to hinder our walk, everything that tried to stagnate us, God's going to double down on it. Come on here, because it is his decree. Hallelujah. It won't be long now before you begin to see the sunshine again, before you begin to see your life turn around for the better, before you begin to see your life, children's life turn around for the better. God's getting ready to double down on those things that tried to hold you hostage. We tried to hold your vision and your purpose hostage. God's getting ready to release. It won't be long. Now listen, things are going to happen so fast, your head going to swim. My God, my God. One thing fast on the heels of the other. So it's going to be like as soon as you step another blessing on your other heel, soon as you step, the other blessing is right on your heel. You ain't going to be able to step too far. The other one's going to be transpired. So they're going to work simultaneously. One foot go, the other one coming, another foot come. Oh, my, they're going to be working simultaneously. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You won't be able to keep up. You ain't going to be able to keep up. Because God says it won't be long now, so everything will be happening at once. And where, and everywhere you look, blessings. Come on here. And everywhere you go, blessings. You're going to go in blessings. You're going to come out blessed. Everything you touch going to be blessed. Everywhere you look going to be blessed. Everything you put your mind to going to be blessed. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything will be happening at once. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. Y'all don't hear me. So God said they'll rebuild their ruined cities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. God getting ready to give some of y'all some new land. Land that you and that you didn't have, land that you didn't inherit. But that I'm getting ready to give some of y'all some new land, mind that be carried on the Messiah. Some of you right now you're looking for some land, and that's me too, because I'm looking for some land. Some of you are looking right now, amen, glory to God, and you are talking with realtors right now concerning the land. But God says somebody getting ready to get some new land that they ain't even had to pay for. Somebody gonna write you off some land, my baby. Hey, Lord, I receive it for myself. Lord, let it be me too. Hallelujah. Lord, include me. Come on here. But I hear the Lord say, somebody getting ready to get some land that they didn't plow, land that they didn't put in the dough, land that they didn't pay for. Somebody gonna deed you some land. And God said, you'll never be uprooted again from the land what I have given you. You'll never be uprooted. Nobody ever be able to steal it. Nobody ever be able to take it from you, because I, the Lord, is going to do this. So listen on tonight. Let's put God back in his proper place. Let's not take God down off of his position, because he's God. He's God. He's God. And he always will be God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Y'all need to get excited for the blessings that are about to come. Get excited, because he's going to bless us going in. He's going to bless our coming out. He's going to bless us in the field. He's going to bless us in the town. He's going to bless us in the mall. He's going to bless us in the church. He's going to bless us in the marketplace. He's going to bless everywhere we go. We're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mande bekeri anda basaya. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Lord God, we thank you for your word on tonight. Lord God, I receive your word, Father God. Hallelujah. You are still making the decisions. You are still on the throne. Lord God, and we were, ooh, Lord, have mercy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you're about to do for us. Blessings, blessings, blessings like new wine. Blessings. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Every time, everywhere you look, there's going to be blessings. You look to the left, there's a blessing. Look to the right, there's a blessing. Look behind you, there's a blessing. Look in front of you, there's a blessing. Look down, there's a blessing. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We thank you on tonight, God. We give you praise. Wow, mind about stay. Yes, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said he's going to do it. Not because he's going to do it because of me. He said, it won't be long. And that's my decree, said God. Hallelujah. Things going to happen so fast. Not only your head going to spin, but your mouth going to be look open wide like you're looking retarded, because you just ain't going to believe God is doing this just for you. Amen. So listen, good evening, caller. We're getting ready to come to the phone lines. I want you to give us your name, your city, and your state. Let us know where you're chiming in from. If there's a prayer request, let us know when you come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. Calling on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to repair some of your homes. Yes, he's getting ready to repair some things. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Calling on the air. He says, I'm getting ready to make things right for my people. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we talking about a famine. Yes, because we were in a famine. You keep reading up above that when it talks more about the famine. And yes, we are in a famine. But guess what? He going to bless our hands in a famine. I've seen more people gotten blessed more in a famine these last couple of years than I've ever seen in my life, because I've never really witnessed a famine like it has been, right? So I've just seen God bless his people like never before. And so I'm reminded of a young man in the Bible, and he was so blessed till the king at that time asked, because they were in a famine. But he was still growing crops, and he was still doing everything with his little spot, as we're going to say. But the king was like, man, you know, he was paying his tithe. He was still giving his offering, I mean, his tithe. And the king says, listen, you're going to have to move, because everybody in here is going through. And everybody's in a famine but you. So he ended up having to go out. He moved up out, took his little family, moved up out of the, you know, little town. And the next place he went to, he was still the only one being blessed during a famine. So I know God can do it. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah, Jesus. No, ma'am, I cannot hear you. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, bless him. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, well, I understand. They people of God are going to be blessed. You can get mad all you want to, but they're going to be blessed. God is getting ready to restore their house. He's getting ready to restore David's house. He's getting ready to restore your house. Hallelujah. Dr. Kimmy Kim, can you unmute the phones, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You on the air. Glory to God. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord, listen, God is getting ready to do it. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. God is getting ready to do it. God is getting ready to do it. Hallelujah. Dr. Kimmy Kim, can we unmute the phones, please? I'm not on mute, you guys. I know y'all saying, okay, y'all can hear me. Okay. Amen. I'm not on mute. Amen. We do honor the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, we give God glory. Glory to God. God has been so good to us, so kind, and we just thank him. All right, sounds like I can hear you. All right, caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. I'm not sure who's running things tonight. Sorry, people of God. We just thank God. Amen. I really wanted to hear your voices, you know, sometimes. Just to hear y'all. It's a blessing for you to have support from people. Amen. That you pour into. It's a blessing, amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So I do thank God for each and every one of you that come on every week with me. Amen. I appreciate you. I really do. I want you to know that. I just wanted to say that because oftentimes I don't get a chance to say it. I do say it sometimes back later on, if at church or maybe in a meeting. But I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for what he's doing in your homes. I thank God for how he is turning things around for us. Amen. God is simply amazing. You know, every time, you know, you can begin to sit back and think about all that he has done for you and all that he's doing. You know, you sometimes your eyes just water up. Sometimes you just cry because he has done so many wonderful things, so many marvelous things he has done for us. And I'm so glad about it. Amen. I'm so glad about it. So I don't know. Caller, can you hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. We give him glory. We give him glory. We give him glory. We give him honor. Amen. We give him honor. We give him honor. Hallelujah. I want y'all to begin to get ready to go on a fast. Everybody, go before the Lord and begin to repent. This month of August should be a month of repentance, a month of repentance. Go before God and repent this month of everything, even things that you have done in the past. And you might open that door again. I want you to go and repent because it is important that we do this. Caller, you on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, this is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. All is well, so I thank the Lord. I'm so excited that the Lord gave you this word on tonight. And God said the wait won't be long. God said someone's going to get some land, so I declare and decree that's me. I receive it in Jesus' holy name. I'm ready to eat that goodness of the vineyard. I just thank the Lord for you on tonight, as always, in Jesus' holy name. And may he fill you back up with everything you released to us on tonight, in Jesus' name. And we love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, and I love you more. Hallelujah. God bless you on tonight.
Amen.
Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening, good evening. Blessings upon blessings from Brookhaven, Mississippi. This is Jennifer KB. How are you?
All is well. I'm trying to get my voice back over here. Amen. But all is well.
Amen.
Amen. I do honor the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God that you were able to tune in. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And everything that you do, bless us with the nuggets every Tuesday. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Y'all better take that word and hide that word in your heart.
Hide it in our hearts. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. These blessings, they about to overtake it. Hallelujah. You're going to have your head swimming. And I believe God. I believe every word.
I believe it.
He said it's going to happen so fast. And that means that we're going to be doing something and they ain't really paying attention. It's going to happen. It's going to overtake. Lord, it's going to be one of them kind of blessings. On God. It's going to happen on God. It's going to be on God. As the children be talking on God, but it's going to really be on God. So I'm excited about this blessing, honey. I don't know what it is, but I believe God getting ready to do something. I believe God's going to shake some stuff up. And I want y'all hear me, America. Trump
Amen.
Ain't out of the woods yet. Y'all can forget it if you think he out of the... Trump's going to be here for a minute, so you might as well accept it. And pray for him that God will use him in the capacity that God want to use him. Amen. So we do. This just came over me. But in the midst of Trump's being here, honey, I'm telling you, I wish he'd come back and help our people. When I say our people, I'm talking about God's people. Because guess what? God will use an unbeliever to get the job done. He would use, you know, and a lot of y'all think a lot of the presidents, because they're in office, that they're believers. Believers, child, please. They do stuff for face value. They go to the Catholic Church for face value. You'll never hear them stepping in a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Pentecostal church unless it's for something. All right? All right. Amen. Some of them, you know. But anywho, we ain't going to talk about that now. But listen, it's going to make your head spin. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. Talk to you later. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you. Amen.
I accept. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed, just like you. How are you?
All is well. Amen. All is well. God say, pick up your good foot.
Amen.
Pick up your good foot. Get busy. Get busy. Get busy. I bind the spirit of that will try to come over you, the spirit of grief, the spirit of slothfulness, and the spirit of procrastination that tries to creep back in. You it beat it, and then it still tries to creep back in. God said, pick up your big foot. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I love you. Thank you for tuning in.
I love you too. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr.
Amen. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Mama Pop.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. Oh, God.
Y'all so funny. Come on, Minister Rodney.
Supposed to say, good evening. Rodney's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. I just want to say great word on today. That's all.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have an amazing night. All right?
You too.
All right. Thanks. I accept. Good evening, Prophet Ross. How you doing?
Good evening. How are you, Apostle Dr. Tivihunter?
I'm all right. Trying to recuperate this vocal, but I'm good. What's going on with you?
Trying to make my everyday life.
Yeah, you are. There's some decisions you got to make, right? But you're gonna make the right decision. Because it's all going to make sense. It's going to make sense even more clearer to you in the days to come. All right? It's going to make sense to you in the days to come. You know, some things you like, if I did this, but if I do this, then I have to do this. And God said it's going to make sense to you in the days to come. So hold on to that word because he's about to do something for us. Lord, have mercy. So fast, it's going to make our heads spin. Lord Jesus, I can't wait. I can't wait to be rejoicing with y'all on this broadcast. We're gonna be a showdown, honey. We're gonna be talking and laughing about what God has done for his people. Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. God bless you, woman of God. I accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all, I heard this song. It says, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. My heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Hallelujah. I can't wait to get my voice back so I can sing that. But anyway, that just popped up in my spirit. Amen. On tonight, there's somebody listening to me right now. That's under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. You may have been, have heard, got a bad news, a bad report concerning your health. All sickness is not unto death. Y'all better hear me tonight. All sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, you ain't seen your best days yet. Because the best is yet to come and you're living in your best right now. So don't get weary. Hallelujah. Begin to take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Because listen, a lot of times doctors don't even really know what's really wrong with you or ailing you. And then they come back and want to do this exploratory surgeries on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm on the Kenny on the Messiah. And they only want to do the exploratory surgery so they can see if they can eliminate something and still don't have an answer. When they go in and do that, they still don't know what's wrong. And they just cut and cut and cut. No cutting. Amen. God is going to prove himself strong in this thing. God's going to show you who he really is. Listen, don't you get weary. Don't you get out of place with God. Don't you get out of alignment with God. Don't you get your mouth poked out and mad and throwing things and cussing God and cursing God. The devil is a liar. You better hold on to the faith that you do have. You may not have a whole lot of faith, but you better hold on to your faith because God have not forgotten about you. This is just a test of your faith. This is just a test that you got to go through. Hallelujah. God is trying to raise you up in some areas, and the only way that he's going to be able to raise you up is to test you to see if you're ready. Come on here. So listen, Lord have mercy. Get your prayer shawl or your prayer cloth or your napkin or whatever you use. Go before the Lord. Lament yourself. Get down on your knees or lay before him prostrate and cry out unto God and get the results and the answers from God. And don't worry about what the doctors have to say. They have been placed in positions to be able to help us, right? Hallelujah. But some things are not just physical. You don't need the physical part. You need the spiritual doctor to come on in there. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the last call. Call you on the air with the apostle. Well, amen. We bless God for each of those of you that have tuned in. I want y'all to understand that even though people don't say anything, there are a lot of people that just listen in. And the producer had to keep telling me that. So I'm like, well, I hear the voices that I do hear. What's up? And she's like, it's more people that are just listening. They like to just sit and listen. So for those of you that are listening, that have listened in on tonight, I hope that you got a message. Amen. And something that you can apply to your life. Hold it on to what has been taken, what has been broken down, what has been stolen, what has been ripped, what has been shredded. Amen. Hallelujah. What has been sifted. Come on. That God has been ready to rebuild. Somebody say rebuild. God is rebuilding you on tonight. He's rebuilding your houses. Come on here. God is doing something that you know, you're going to be looking crazy because it's going to make your head spin. It's going to make your head swim. It's going to turn some heads. Y'all better hear me. When God is doing, it's going to turn some heads. It's going to cause people to look at it. Come on, take a second look. Then I know why that Michael, the cow and the son, why he looked and the way he looked, what's going to happen to him? Oh, my God. Uh-huh. That's what it's going to do. So listen, you guys, I thank you for tuning in again. Listen, I need you to call everybody that you can. Get everybody that you can to meet me on next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday, I want to have a special kind of service. Amen. But I need y'all to show up at 6 because she's going to be taking note of things at the very beginning. So I need y'all to show up. Bring your friends. Bring your sick, your loved ones. Bring your enemies. Bring them to the line. Next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I know that, we got people that have all different ailments or whatever, but bring them on this line. Listen, I love you guys. I appreciate the love that you show me. Amen. But listen, I need y'all to do this for me. Bring them on this line. Bring them on this broadcast because we need them on here next Tuesday night. God wants to say something to them. All right? And if y'all get them here, hey, we're going to make it do what it do. Don't obey God to the fullest, right? All right, until next time, you guys, I'm getting off of here early. I love y'all. Shalom.
Hey! Hey, I'm Dr. Scott, and I'm here with my good friend, Sherry Murdoch.